Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mum and Dad Show for episode 51. My name's Isaac Butterfield. This is Claire Butterfield, and this is Atticus Butterfield, who has just awoken. Go back to sleep, young man. Shh. Good boy. Last week on the show, we caught some shit. No, that was on the one of our main channel videos about how we fed him. For you guys in the comment section, if you have any comments about our son and how we parent.
Suck a dude.
Suck a fat cock. That's basically, I hope you
suck a dick.
Choke on your dinner.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's
great. Mind your business.
Mind your business. It's great to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Little Dickie, I've got some grievances to bring up with you to start off the show. Now, we've spoken about your obsession with plants, fake plants. There's also this obsession with, and I did write it. No, I didn't write it down. What were we talking about before? I've completely forgotten. Dad brain.
You need coffee. Do you want me to go make you one?
No, I'm fine. I just want to put out there to the world that I'm sick of being objectified. I'm aware that I'm a DILF.
Oh.
I'm sick of being objectified because I walk out there into the world and everyone sees me with this gorgeous little baby strapped to me.
Yeah, and your height and beard.
They think I'm a sex object.
You know what? I've never thought about it that way. You must feel pretty attacked.
I do.
And objectified.
I was at the gym this morning.
Yep.
And this old gay man walked up to me and would not stop sucking my dick. And I was so angry.
I was angry and then I finished.
I was so angry. Like, how dare you walk over to me and do such a thing just because I'm a DILF?
Why'd you have our son at the gym?
No, the guy knew because I had the baby carrier with me. I take it everywhere just in case there's a baby that needs help. Just in case a baby needs carrying, I am there to do it.
I feel bad that you have been getting, you do get looks.
You got wolf whistled at the other day when you were running with your sports bra on.
No, where the fuck have I ever done that?
I saw you running down the road. You're running away from me.
Don't look at me.
I think if there was one cartoon character that I think you looked like the most.
Shrek.
No, I was going to say Zoidberg.
Motherfuckers.
You said last week that I had a widow's peak. No, in the comments
someone
section.
Someone said I had one, not
they
you.
Said, that's right. I wonder why that was in my notes. I couldn't remember.
Someone said I had a widow's peak and I rocked it.
Yeah, they said you rock the widow's peak, Claire.
I don't have a widow's peak, Caleb.
What's a widow's peak?
Exactly. A widow's peak where your hair grows down to like a point.
Next question.
Look at me, Claire. Look at me. Oh, my God, she does.
Don't, it's a hairline.
What does that mean for me if you've got a widow's peak? Does that mean I'm facing death?
I'm a black widow spider.
Oh, nibble on me feet, you mad dog.
Yeah, just nibble ya.
Hang on me boots and nibble me little toes when I go into them.
But I don't have a widow's peak. I've got a lot of weird shit, but I don't have one. It's fuck true. Off. Moving
no,
on.
You don't have it. My brother has a widow's peak. You don't have it.
Which brother?
Rory does.
All right then.
And now you know.
What was your other grievance? The fake plants.
No, what was it? Oh, that's right. I do remember now. It's my birthday coming up on the 14th of July and Claire has bought me many presents.
Jot it down.
14th of July, put it in your calendar.
Yes.
One of those presents was going to be Starbucks coffee because wherever we go in the world, we always go to Starbucks. It's our thing. If you don't
We're white trash.
And also, we go to Melbourne a lot.
Yes.
And we always go to Starbucks coffee in Melbourne. And people are like, I can't believe you go to Starbucks coffee where Melbourne's got
the
lockdown, best coffee.
They're all the coffee shops are shut down because of Abby Chatfield. So fuck off.
What I was going to say was we go there and people blow up because we go to Starbucks. But in reality, Starbucks coffee is just as good. It's the same as all the other coffee shops in Melbourne. People go, oh, the Melbourne coffee, it's coffee. Get over it. I have it on almond milk, so it tastes like shit anyway.
The consistency is really nice at Starbucks. It's like Macca's coffee.
Yeah,
they really fuck it up, don't they?
I rate it. Sometimes they fuck it up and give you the wrong order and then it ruins your life. Now,
you're cracking right? me back if you're listening.
Oh, crack that up. You could do some ASMR for people. Have you thought about starting like a TikTok? There's our TikToks out there where girls just, they just whisper.
I'm going to kill you in your sleep. You fat.
Is
but
what
no.
Claire says to me.
No, I wouldn't. I've got spew on my shirt.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't take it. I didn't change it. Now, you got me some Starbucks coffee beans. Now, we have a coffee machine in this house.
Yes.
There was a problem, though, with the coffee machine beans.
I got ground ones. I didn't get the beans.
Yes, you didn't get the beans.
And it was an honest mistake. Yes. I didn't.
So Claire's been at me for years.
I haven't. It's
bullshit. How many have you been doing this for more than 2 years?
Okay, say your bullshit and then I'll correct it.
Okay. Let me.
I just wanted to get you a nice present.
And I appreciate that. You might want to move your microphone.
Yeah, I was about to say
that. Oh, sorry. Like this?
Just like scooch it, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Other people can see your beautiful face. Back to making funnier.
Yeah,
So you dared
yes.
to get me ground coffee beans, and people might think that that's just an honest mistake. Here's the truth, the God's honest truth. Claire has been into me for years because I'm a hot dilf. No, she has been into me for years to get a... What do you even call it? Like a coffee pot? Like the American
coffee pot.
American coffee pot?
Yes.
That sort of just brews coffee.
Percolates it.
It percolates.
It percolates.
Percolates. And I'm not against doing that. We have a kettle. We have a big coffee machine that grinds up coffee and it's delicious.
And it puts coffee everywhere.
And Claire would prefer to have brewed coffee. So what she's done is she's bided her time. She Joe Biden'd her time for 2 years. And then she saw that the moment was right and she went for it. And she bought the ground beans and went, oh, my God, whatever will we sorry. Do, Isaac? I'm so, so sorry. And she was standing there in her mum.
Kilt.
In a family Scottish kilt. With the bagpipes on.
I'm sorry.
Said, whatever will we do? Oh, if only we had a coffee pot that we could put these into. That I went out, I looked hard and looked everywhere for these on Amazon and we got them. So now we ordered a coffee pot and it's going to get here today. And you finally got your coffee
you're gonna
pot.
You're going to fucking love it.
So now we have a coffee pot, a coffee machine, a pod machine. What else
we do don't we have a pod machine.
I threw it out because That's we right. never used it.
Pod machines, nah.
So you reckon we should get rid of our coffee machine?
When it breaks, not just get rid of it. That'd be a waste. Because it's a beautiful thing. It's just so messy.
It is very messy.
And since having little man.
Particularly because I make them one-handed in the morning.
Yes, half asleep, you poor thing. It's too much. I don't know. I just feel like the coffee machines, they're really good, but they just make so much fucking mess.
And also, I'm drinking black coffee, so who gives a shit? It all tastes terrible anyway.
That's fair. You're not frothing the milk.
Not frothing the milk. I don't use the frother.
It is nice to have a good coffee machine. I don't know. Coffee drinkers, let us know below. Do you prefer the coffee pot, the kettle, or the coffee machine?
The percolator.
The percolator.
The percolator.
I just know I liked American coffee. I know I'll get hate for that, but I did.
On the topic of coffee, we discovered something about our new little member of our family, Pepper.
Oh, yes. Oh, I didn't tell you this, Caleb. Oh, my God.
So I was downstairs preparing for this podcast on push-ups.
Shadow boxing.
Throwing kicks against the walls, and you hailed me upstairs. You
I
said,
did.
"Come upstairs, Butterfield, you mad dog! Get up here, you big dilf."
So, Pepper has started going through our recycling bin.
She's a bit of a greenie.
Gets a Macca's coffee cup, nibbles off the lid.
Nipples.
And then she drinks the freaking coffee. It's
and this
so
has happened
cute.
Every day. She's gone through the bin, got yes. the coffee out.
Yes.
So she's gotten
iced or hot.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what milk, lactose free or almond. She's cool with it all. She takes it on. She takes it on the chin, and drags it through the house, which is very annoying.
It's so
left
sweet.
Over.
It's
and
so
she,
naughty.
She loves coffee. It can't be good for her.
I know that a whippet I had growing up, Patchy, R.I.P. Beautiful boy.
He was a beautiful boy.
He was so sweet. He loved coffee. And so I haven't met a pooch that's been a coffee drinker since. But
I'm going to Google
it. She definitely shouldn't be having any of it. I know that. But she's only had little bits of it. But
she's just licking the foam off the back of the lid and stuff.
So cute how she does it. But it's like she knows. She's like, oh, you're done with that latte, are you? I'll just go through the bin.
Dog
loves it.
Coffee. Can dogs drink coffee? A lick or two of coffee is typically isn't enough to cause dog poisoning. But if your dog ingests unused coffee,
..
I don't know. Let's have a look.
Grounds?
Oh, God, I'm getting ads.
Oh, my
Liquid
God.
To a coffee typically isn't enough to cause poisoning, but if a dog ingests unused coffee grounds or beans or tea bags, it could be serious. It could cause serious toxicity. Oh,
fuck.
My God. Sometimes they will eat grass, rocks, or toilet paper. Or poop.
She does that too.
Oh, God. They both do. What do we do about the poop? There's nothing we can do about the poop.
No. Unless you put humping. A soft muzzle on a dog, they're going to eat poo.
Every day we walk, they eat duck poo. And I know it's not good for them, but what do you do?
We need to kill the ducks. I love the ducks.
You want to commit duck genocide?
No, I love all the ducks around here. Fuck a they're duck. So freaking
fuck
cute.
Fuck a duck, Claire. That's an outrage.
I just remembered something I wanted to bring up on the podcast. Please. Yes. So, y'all might remember.
Yes.
Kizzy.
Oh.
Who we worked hard to try and get a home.
We did get a home.
And it worked.
Can I air a grievance while we're...
Of course you can. Go,
we
down.
We may as well air grievances while we're here. And I don't know if you're going to bring this up. When we got Kizzy a home, some absolute legends who listened to our podcast, The Mum and Dad Show, heard about Kizzy, drove down from Brisbane to Newcastle, like 8 hours, to pick Kizzy up after she didn't have a home for months and months. And then the particular rescue mob who had Kizzy, they said, oh, congratulations, Kizzy finally has a home after she was heard about on a podcast. Not The Mum and Dad Show, available on Spotify and YouTube. No. A podcast. Could be any podcast.
It did hurt a little bit.
It was a bit fucking rude.
It was a bit hurtful.
Considering you talked about it for 6 months straight.
I try to get every single dog there seen on Instagram all the fucking time. And yeah, I was a bit hurt that they didn't even mention the podcast. I was like, oh, okay.
It was a bit shit.
It was just a bit, yeah.
They could have done better.
It would have been nice if they did that. We're family friendly on here.
Fuck
cunts.
Yeah,
cunts.
Anyway, go on what we're talking about.
So it worked with Kizzy. So if you don't like dogs, stop listening now, but I am going to...
Go back to Pornhub.
Yes. I'm starting it up again because I found these two boys.
There's a woman breastfeeding just then on
your
Instagram. I know.
My Instagram feed is just filled with
boobs. Why do women post videos of them breastfeeding their children?
Because they're powerful, Isaac, and we do it. Shut up.
Jesus. Fuck. I don't know. Why is that powerful that you're showing your tit in your child's mouth?
God, I want a coffee. Hang on, here we go.
Your hot pot's coming, babe.
We hot
pot. Just fucking chill out. Just breathe, sister.
So.
Yes.
There's these two beautiful Kelpie boys.
Oh.
And I believe they're siblings, not by blood, like they've just been living together. And their douchebag owners, they got lost. The dogs got lost and the douchebag owners don't want the dogs now. So these two fine, beautiful gentlemen are up for adoption. They are really, really, really cute.
What are
they're
their
5 years old. And their names are, bear with me.
God, this is brilliant television.
Oh. Oh, where are they? Give me a minute, everybody.
As you scroll past all the other dogs you've shared in the last 24 hours.
I know, I share a lot.
Not even 24 hours, like 16
these
hours.
These ones really stood out to me, guys, because they are at a pound where, and this isn't talk shit about this particular pound, but they are on borrowed time.
Oh, it's a kill pound.
Most of them are.
If I opened up a pound, it'd be a kill pound. If you're in there for more than 30 minutes,
you would not.
You're
okay.
Gone.
So let's see. Their 30 names,
minutes for your next one's dead.
Two male Kelpies, Flash and Hazel, looking for their new forever home.
Ooh, yes.
Flash is the one with the darker coat. Hazel has the lighter coat. I'll show you the photos.
Yes. They're Caleb at Mud. He'll put this in the edit on YouTube. So
thank you, Caleb.
Well done,
you beautiful
Caleb.
Man. So these two boys are at Mudgy Pound.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Mudgy,
really,
which is in New South Wales, if you didn't know.
I really want a good motherfucker to get one, if not both, of these guys. Because I'm not allowed and neither's my dad. And we need to get these guys
home.
You're
homes. Not allowed. And
they're so cute.
You've barred yourself from having any more dogs in this house.
I have with a baby. I just can't.
We can't do it.
But hang on, I'll zoom in. There's
that's pretty good. I'll just zoom in.
That?
There you go.
There's one.
Who's that? Is that Zoomer? Or the Flash?
I think that's Flash.
Flash and Zazzle, sorry. No, Hazel.
And there's the other one.
There you go. There's Hazel and
Zazzle. So these are our new Kizzies.
Okay, so this is who we're going to help get a home next.
I know I sounded a bit like a doddery old woman then, but I'm trying to... The post wasn't very good either, like that they put up, to be fair.
Oh, I think even the post that you wrote on Instagram, because I wrote it last night because you were feeding Addie.
No!
The post was a bit shit.
No!
I
said,
like
these two beautiful boys have been abandoned and are only 5 years old. Let's work together to get these guys a home they deserve before their time runs out. Also, wouldn't it be lovely if they could go together? Oh, anyway, Mudgy Pound, hit them up, find these two and give them a home.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Cause,
please. You
know, if you're looking at getting a dog, do it to someone who needs it.
Is today Pride Day?
Hang on, I thought it was Pride Month.
Is today the day, though?
Today's the day, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, boy.
I just... like, there's nothing wrong with being any of those things. Why have you got a month, you fucking wankers?
I'm
get
just
over
sick
yourself.
Of
you
hearing about.
No one needs a month for every anything.
Oh, it's like those people, you know, that friend, and it's their birthday, and it's like the world stops
for their whole birthday.
I have to do a pre-dinner, then I have to do dinner, then I have to do a breakfast, then I have to do a family thing, then I have to do a banner, then I have to do a big party.
Talking about birthdays, mine's coming up. It's actually my birthday month in a couple of days.
Yous aren't invited.
No, we're not doing nothing.
No.
We do have our wedding anniversary coming up. 1 year. Can you believe that? That's coming
around
very quickly.
That's so quick.
And what are we doing to celebrate a sexy wedding adventure?
Disney on Ice.
We're going to Disney on Ice for Addy.
Guilty.
I'm sure he's going to love it. If he's asleep through the whole thing, I will spew.
I think he'll like 10 minutes of it, cry, and then sleep. And then we'll probably leave, but I want to get a cup that lights up.
Don't get me wrong. We know that he's way too young for it.
Oh, yeah. We're just doing it because
we want
to
take
fun.
Him to it. Yeah.
We want to take everywhere we go, he goes. So
yes. Well, I haven't taken him to the brothel yet.
As soon as I said that.
We think there's a brothel up the road.
Yeah.
It's got all
I reckon it is. They'd have a coffee pot. The amount of clientele that brothel gets, they would need something percolating for fucking hours.
But do you want a coffee after you've just
100%
torn a poor Asian lady?
100% you would.
Wouldn't you want to go before?
Are you talking on a microphone at the moment, or you're just chatting in the background? Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Put your headphones on.
Okay, hang on. Well, I'm with Child.
Pay big money for it.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I'm stinging for a coffee.
Can you talk again? But like, talk back where you were, so if we know
back.
I'm
back.
Yeah, we can hear you. Cool. Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure. Jesus Christ! Yeah. Everyone, just breathe.
I just won't talk. It's fine.
No. Oh. I want you to talk. I just want you to talk on microphone, which you were, which is great. Everybody, let's
now take your shirt off, quick.
Please. Now we were talking before the podcast about like the NDIS and care.
About how I need it.
About you needing it, but like, it's something that we've spoken about a fair bit, Claire and I, about how they should have just throw anyone in without. And what we're talking about here is people with disabilities, people with mental health issues, which is a broad range of people, because having mental health issues doesn't really mean anything. That sort of
not anymore.
That sort of just is everyone.
It's like a blanket sort of for everything, isn't
it's
it?
It's like 90% of the population. So we're talking real hectic issues.
Mm.
You know, like
Expecto Patronum shit.
Yeah, if you feel Voldemort's in your head, that's who we're talking about. But a part of the NDIS in Australia, the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And I don't know
they
call anything a scheme.
It's a bit off.
Why would you call it a scheme?
It's a bit off.
Why wouldn't you call it like a program?
Something services. Cottage.
Your service.
Cottage.
National disappearance.
The William Tyrrell hotline.
That's what we're going to do with the disabled people. We're going to disappear
No.
them. That's what they did with the homeless people back in the day in America.
I remember, actually, we've spoken about that.
They put them all on a bus and just fucking gave them the old.
Like in New South Wales recently.
What have you done? Oh, the bus. Claire Dixon with a bus joke. Jesus.
I won't say it again. God, if you heard it, you're welcome.
That turned this podcast on its side.
It was a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody stop me. So, yes, we're talking about how basically anyone can get a job looking after children with disabilities or adults with disabilities.
Yes.
And I find that quite outrageous.
Confronting, isn't it?
It is. And I think you need to really be careful of who you put in control of these people's lives.
100%.
Like, how can you just let someone, and I'm not saying that the people who work there are bad people. They just don't have the training to deal with someone in complete meltdown. And I know this because I was one of those people, not in meltdown, well, somewhat in meltdown, but I was working with these people and I had no training at all. They just go, all right, good luck. That's madness.
It's wrong.
It is absolute madness.
Like
even when I worked with children who had been removed from their homes because either they were too much or they were too aggressive or violent, whatever, I started that job. They give you like a week's like casual training and they talk about here's what you should do, here's what you shouldn't do. Don't touch them. Don't kiss them. All these crazy things. But no, they give you like a couple of days theory and then there's like a day or two of like practical training to defend yourself from psycho children.
So they treat it like a retail course at TAFE,
Literally. Basically. There should be months and months of training to go into this. If you want to help these kids, actually help these children, you need to go and spend...
And adults.
There needs to be months and months of training. I remember one kid, when I turned up on shift, he was beating the shit out of this old dude. And I was like, oh, fuck, what an evening.
They're just not. They're not equipped. Like it's just. It's like we need care for the carer. In a way.
Yeah, and I know a lot of these places they have like an office or a locked room that they say, listen, if he's kicking off or she's kicking off, just go and lock yourself in the room.
So the 20-year-old girls can go and hide in there, and it'll be right. Simmer down.
We've known a couple of people in our family who have worked in these positions and
with grown men. Yes.
I remember someone. Oh, it doesn't matter who, right? Who was working with a grown man, and he was, and it was like far away from a home, and it was actually also far away from the office in which she worked or where the business was located.
He was a bit creepy to her, wasn't he? At one point,
yeah,
there was some
things that were said, and we were like super sus on it.
Yeah,
we don't like that person anymore, but
no.
But we're still super sus on it, and it's just like, come on, like honestly, you have to be able to pay these people correctly and train them, and this is where the whole problem stems.
They're getting paid so well, and it's attracting just random people to do the job that don't really give a shit about it.
Well, it starts from the top because the people who are doing the jobs, who are starting up the businesses, they just see it as a cash cow,
100%.
An easy way to make money, and they can hire anyone. You don't need a degree or you don't need – and you definitely need – it's like if you were hiring nurses and you could just hire anyone, you'd hire the fucking least trained people because you can pay them the least and you can just make the cash on top. Like it's not good.
I don't know how we fix it.
Well, you can't fix it because it's fucked from the start.
Yeah. It's like aged care. It's so fucking similar. Yeah. All of those.
It's great that it exists and it's funded by the government. The NDIS in Australia is a marvellous scheme.
Definitely.
But the way that it's enacted is incorrect, and it needs to be rebuilt and changed in so many different ways. Because, you know, you can get funding for this kid who's schizophrenic and freaking out and running around.
And then some people don't get funding as well. The pick and choose to me does my head in. I remember when I was getting my nails done months ago and I
days ago. Every day.
No, months ago. And there was this young mum in there and she was like sitting next to me and I like smiled at her and then I was on the phone. And she just burst into tears and she was talking to someone on the NDIS about her two children who both had the same disability. One just got like concrete, like this is what she has, this is what she needs.
One was a concreter.
No, like it was concrete that she had this. Whatever was going on, she wasn't concreter.
The diagnosis was confirmed.
Yes.
What?
And the lady on the other side of the phone basically was like clearly arguing with her about how it would take time and blah, blah, blah. And I just remember seeing this lady like just falling apart on the phone because she was trying to get the same care for her second child as the first one had. And it sounded like the first child wasn't that much she was getting anyway.
No.
And I was just like, fuck, it's just wrong.
And we really care
those
about
poor
this
parents.
Because my brother is autistic and my mum has been his carer for coming up on 28 years.
Yeah.
And
she's incredible.
That is a life's dedication.
It changes your life.
Yeah. And to not get help and then get help incorrectly and then see others getting help they maybe don't need. It's just crazy.
Yes.
But this isn't saying that we need to change the NDIS dramatically. It just needs to have a better structure around it. And I guess this is the one thing that happens in politics too is they see a problem, they just throw money at it, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you're in the position where you can just print more money and just throw it at a problem and make it go away, then that's what you'll do. Mm. If you can, like, there should be a whole
it needs more empathy
into where they're – yeah. Like if you've seen a kid that needs a wheelchair and you're going, well, you need to – like, I know with my brother, right, he needed – I can't remember what he needed. It was some sort of funding. And they were like, he needs to come in here and sign his name. It's like, he can't sign his name.
And they couldn't understand
they
that?
He's extremely autistic. Mm. Like, you know.
Not Hannah Gadsby autistic.
Not
like
Hannah Gadsby
autistic
where they're wearing like fucking high pants everywhere they go. Was that the door?
No, it was my back, I think.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, they're not. Obviously, autism is a spectrum. And with everyone being autistic now and everyone's like super happy about being diagnosed with autism, some of the actual autistic people out there get lumped into that group and they go, oh, yeah, well, just come in and fucking tell us why you're autistic. Like, that doesn't fucking work for everybody. Yeah. And
it's
I know.
It's like they need an empathy coach at all these places where like the big
or
wigs
empathy
that are
manager.
All, yes, where all the big wigs are like making all these shitty decisions. They need like a nice – someone that's, I don't know, lived through it and that can actually – I don't know, delegate things properly.
Yeah, they can bring that lived experience in to make actual
not just these
decisions.
Rich fucking old dudes who have no idea what they're talking about.
Now, talking about sexy women.
Oh.
No. I was really put off this morning at the gym.
Oh.
Because there was a...
What happened?
There was a lady who was very, very muscular, wearing very, very little.
Do you mean you were turned on?
Definitely not.
Can I have some water, please?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
But she was very muscular. And I know we talk about girls in the gym wearing nothing at all, quite a bit. But
our favorite pastime.
There's one girl that I've noticed recently who does like, she goes in front of the mirror, in front of everyone, and does like the Romanian deadlifts with two dumbbells, where basically you're pushing your ass out. But she doesn't have like her legs together. She has them like wider apart, so you can actually see her entire vagina.
Wow.
And that's why I've been going to the gym every four times a day. But today I saw this one girl and she was doing deadlifts and she was making grunting noises. She was big.
Rotowear's on sale.
She was big and she was scary and I felt so emasculated. We actually know a girl who became a bodybuilder. She's huge and she used to be very,
cracking
very...
my back off camera. I am listening though.
So yeah, babe. She is massive now. And I remember going to the gym and I hit like a bench press PR, probably of a couple of hundred kilos, who knows. But she went that afternoon I came home and she was like pushing my PR for reps. She was just pumping it out. She's definitely on steroids. Like obviously she was on steroids. Like Claire, see that drinking horn right there? Can you show that on the screen, on the main camera? That would be her clitoris. Like it was just, it was big, bad, and burly. That's her.
Back.
What's wrong with your back?
I cracked it. Sorry.
We're selling these chairs, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to buy 200-year-old French chairs, we're getting rid of them because they're too big.
I love them, but they're not comfy.
Where can we put them in the house?
Oh, nowhere. But they're so beautiful. If you want them, let us know.
Do you
want
to buy a storage shed?
No. Because then I'll end up being a hoarder. I know I will. I'm the perfect person for it.
You are the perfect person.
I'd become I'd be crazier than I already
am. What would you hoard?
Oh, fucking ducks and shit.
God, there's a lot of ducks.
Duck fake ornaments. Fake plants.
Everywhere I turn in this house, kids. There's fake plants. But I think we could get a storage shed. Then we could move some shit out.
What shit?
No, like all my Pokemon crap and...
Oh.
Caleb's bullshit.
Oh.
His bad attitude and his microphone that's too far away.
Fuck off.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been... Claire just said something that we can't put in the episode because...
I'm on a racial rant again.
You did not go on a racial rant.
Joking. There was something else in notes we had to talk about before we go.
Let me have a... Oh, yeah.
I can't remember...
The submarine.
Place. Right. Oh. Start it off, darling.
So if you don't know... About five people went to the bottom of the ocean the other day and experienced what it's like to be crushed like a can of Coke. Claire, take it away. Oh, they were looking at the Titanic in that submarine. Claire, take it away.
So later that day on play school, children around Australia were confronted with an absolute travesty of television.
Claire Butterfield, Nine News. So you,
I'll get the article.
What happened? Can you talk about that in a normal voice so people can understand you?
I was trying to be funny.
You were funny. No, I'm just saying.
ABC kids lashed over Play School episode. Play School has stirred debate for bad timing of an episode which followed the adventure of two ocean explorers just hours after five were killed in a submarine.
Oh, wow. So what happened in the episode?
They were doing an undersea play in Jemima by the looks of it. Jemima's in the submarine.
Yeah.
And they were singing songs about going under the sea and...
under the sea.
And then I think there was a bit about them not coming out.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were like looking for treasure and they were like, they're just going to stay down here for a little... I don't know. And the comment section was imploding.
One of the songs... Imploding. Interesting choice of words.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Fuck.
That one of the songs I had on there was this... It's a song from Slipknot that I've never heard before. And Jemima was singing, it's like, I am getting crushed under the ocean. I can't breathe. Anyway.
I loved Place.
Everyone's dead on the submarine. And Jemima isn't real.
She lit. Out of all the things you've ever said, that is what you should be cancelled for.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last episode after I've been cancelled for talking shit about Jemima. We'll see you next week for episode 52. Wow. Check us out on Spotify as well if you haven't already listened to the podcast.
Please.
Go and check it out.
And stop checking him out. We know he's a dilf.
I'm a dilf. And that's the truth.
Jesus
See you next
Christ.
Time. Losers.
Don't forget about the Kelpies. Don't forget about the Kelpies.
I nearly said the F word then. See you later, F words. Love yous, bye.
Don't forget about the Kelpies, bye.